You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio. If your child lost their favourite teddy bear, what lengths would you go to make sure it was returned to their loving embrace safely? Well, a new study from HomeAway suggests that almost a third of parents would pay up to £500 to spare their child the trauma of losing their favourite toy. To discuss this research and all things sacred in our childhood is celebrity mum and star of all your favourite TV shows since the 90s, Denise Van Outen. Denise, how are you today?
I'm very well, thank you.
Now, Denise, £500 is a hefty figure. Why do you think so many parents would be so willing to part with it to return a toy?
Well, because you know what? I think that if you've had this experience, like I've got a young daughter who she's now 9, but this has happened to me. It's so stressful. So you're planning your dream holiday. You've booked to go away, the home away apartment or something abroad, and you're all excited and you're packing and you go and then you realise, oh, you've either lost Teddy or you've left Teddy at home. It's so traumatic that I do understand why people will go to these great lengths. I've been in the situation myself, and you find yourself, this is the coming up with these just ridiculous excuses as to where Teddy has gone. And you're trying to pull the wool over their eyes, but your kids are not having it at all, because you know what? Nothing will ever replace their beloved Teddy. 91% of parents have said in a survey that, you know, it's the priority for them when they're packing above everything, and that they would rather lose a mobile phone, they'd rather have a cold than lose their Teddy.
Because so do we think this means that teddy bears are becoming more like a part of the family than just a toy then?
I think it's always been the case. For most parents, when their kids are young, they have something as a comforter. When I was a kid, growing up in the 70s and 80s, I had my elephant blanket. And I remember vividly my parents losing it on a holiday. I remember it just being misplaced and how traumatised I was. So I'm really conscious of it because it's always stuck with me that with my daughter, that, you know, I try and make sure they're there. But sometimes accidents happen and you do lose them.
I imagine parents who can't find toys have some fantastic stories about missing teddies to tell their kids.
So these are just some of the excuses. My excuse always was Teddy's had to go home to check on the house. Just make sure all the lights are off. Make sure, you know, the house hasn't been burgled. You come up with, I mean, it's just ridiculous. You're standing there listening to yourself thinking, what am I going on about? Other excuses, and we've got some good ones here, is a ghost took it. How okay. This is supposed to reassure a young child, I don't know. It's gone to live with the man on the moon.
Okay, that's a further holiday than they were expecting.
It's gone on another holiday somewhere else, so that's going to traumatise a kid even further. Toy has gone to toy heaven.
Unbelievable.
Gone to find a girlfriend is an excuse.
Oh, that's a nice one.
But I think they're very, very funny. But yeah, it is traumatic. We've even gone as far as my mum on one particular holiday tried to make, because my daughter's two toys are Foxy and Rabbit, so she tried to cut up a pillowcase to make ears that look like a rabbit. And my daughter was just like, Mum, it doesn't smell the same, it doesn't look the same, so they can't be fooled.
Well, that's really interesting because I also have a daughter. She just turned 1.
Aww.
Now, she has a favourite toy, her panda, but even before this toy was chosen, we had been advised to get a spare panda.
Right.
To allow for regular washes and to avoid these upsetting experiences. Is this being done more often to avoid situations exactly like this?
Right. This is the problem you're going to come up against. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but it's to do with the smell of the toy. Uh-huh. So actually, I know she's only 1, but when they get a little bit older, they get wise to it. So I did this as well, but nothing compares to the original Foxy and Rabbit. There's only 1 Foxy and only 1 Rabbit. And this is something that you will have to get used to, I'm afraid. Replica toys doesn't really work. But obviously, Teddy Express, you can get them back now.
Well, that's what I was going to say, Denise, because, well, you were recently on a celebrity Gogglebox watching the movie Taken.
Yes.
And much like Liam Neeson's character in that film, HomeAway now have a very particular set of skills to return lost toys. Tell us about Teddy Express.
They do. And I think this is why I wanted to be part of this, because it's such a lovely campaign for family, because this can make or break your holiday. So if you book to go away, you have lost your Teddy, you just get on social media. This is where social media comes into its own and does something good for a change. So social media, you just DM, message, just say where you've lost your toy. They will relocate as best they can. They will find the toy. They will send it back to you and your family to its rightful owner free of charge. So you don't have to spend £500.
What a fantastic service.
It's amazing.
From HomeAway. Now, HomeAway obviously conducted this research. What other important information did it tell us about teddy bears on holiday?
Well, just that this a big part of any family's life, you know, and that 57% of parents admit they've had to lie. 62% of parents admit their child has misplaced or left their favourite toy behind when they've been away from home, which is, these are high stats. And 56% of parents admit that packing their child's favourite toy when they go on holiday is very important. And also, this is quite a funny one as well, 24% of adults still have a cuddly toy from their childhood that they still attach to.
Oh.
So my goddaughter's in her mid-20s. She's going to kill me for doing this. But she still travels with Mr. Smith, her rabbit.
Uh-huh.
And she's in her mid-20s. I'm like, what does your boyfriend think of it? She said, oh, he's used to it now. It's well, part of the package.
It's lovely, though, because my childhood toy now has pride of place in my parents' front room, which means that my daughter can play with it too, if she chooses to. It's a bit raggedy. She doesn't often. But I have to ask, Denise, you told us about your favourite childhood toy. Is it still part of the family? And if so, where do you keep it?
Mine's gone.
Oh, no.
My parents lost it. My elephant blanket's gone, never to be seen again. But I remember it. I have fond memories. But I only wish this service had existed then, because this was obviously in the 80s and there was nothing like this and no social media. And maybe it could have saved me one of my most traumatic moments in my life to date.
Absolutely. When you are on holiday, certainly when you're packing up, when you're trying to get everything gathered together, certainly our listeners know as well, trying to find things in a room, very, very difficult. So this Teddy Express service is unbelievably helpful. It's going to help so many people.
So many, so many. And then you can just enjoy your holiday and just have reassurance that you know that one day you'll be together again.
Oh, absolutely lovely. Now, Denise, if our listeners would like to find out more about Teddy Express, or indeed any of the HomeAway retreats that we can go to, where can they find information?
This is very simple. Just go to www.homeaway.co.uk and you'll have all the answers right there.
Fantastic. One of our nation's greatest TV presenters and celebrity mum, of course, Denise Van Outen. It's been a real pleasure talking to you today.
Oh, it's lovely to speak to you.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio.